It's really great. Brethren, we've somehow got our friend to come back and see us. He comes back. He doesn't forget about us. We like to see him more, though. Mr. Secor, very glad to have him here with us today. Brethren, I want to just introduce this topic by mentioning that we in the English language, and I think the French probably do the same thing, we tend to compact our words into little short phrases. Now, the word or the phrase PR, I'm not sure if you know what that generally is talking about, PR, but it's actually a contraction of two words, and they are public relations. Public relations, brethren. Now, you and I, we are called to be accessible people, where our public relations have to be really in good shape. You know, we have to actually, when we step back and analyze ourselves, which we as Christians tend to do, we're trying to analyze ourselves, comparing ourselves with God's Word, comparing ourselves with Jesus Christ, comparing ourselves with the teachings in the Bible, and we sort of compare how we are, how we come across with our public relations, because there are two basic things that can happen as far as our interaction with other people. We can actually draw people in with our personality or how we come across. We can draw people towards us, or we can repel. It can get to the point, brethren, where people might say, I just don't want to be around that person at all. You can see them heading for the hills. I don't want to be around that person. So you know they were probably doing something wrong if that's the case. Brethren, the title of this message, very short, is called Compacted. Compacted. We go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and we read where this little word is talked about by the Apostle Paul. And it characterizes the way God's true church is to be. God tells us that this is a high standard to strive for. Brethren, you and I are to be compacted, and that has to do with drawing together, not repelling, pushing people away, if you know what I mean. It's a very simple concept. Let's read about that. Let's read what the Apostle Paul says regarding this particular character trait, because he's talking about the body of Christ, of which you and I are a part of. You and I are a part of the body of Christ. And he's talking about how that body is to function, how it functions, brethren, how it consists or exists. So again, we go to the 16th verse of Ephesians 4, and Paul here is drawing to a conclusion a discussion about the body of Christ, as I said. And he says here in verse 16, from whom, of course, is Jesus Christ, from whom the whole body, the entire body, every single part, is fitly joined together. Don't you wish your family were that way, brethren? Don't you wish your entire family understood the truth and they all attended with you? Some people have family. Their entire families in the church, and they're blessed for that. But many, many do not have their family in the church. Don't you wish that they could say, well, we're all fitly joined together because they all believe and agree with the fundamental teachings of the Bible? That allows this to happen. That's what must take place for this to happen, to be fitly joined together. Now we go a little bit further in this sentence. It says, and compacted. Compacted. Unified, brethren. Now, what I want to do is draw the comparison of this word compacted to the body, to the physical body. What's the comparison, brethren? What is the comparison? Well, anybody, there's, you know, Dr. Kao, he's a dentist. he probably doesn't relate to this as much as a regular practitioner, a regular medical doctor, but he would understand the concept, as we can too. Brethren, what draws a body together, keeps it tight, keeps it pulled together? Well, you can reduce it to one word. It's called ligaments. Ligaments. Now, if you have a major accident, a health crisis, it can involve ligaments where those ligaments are torn and the body starts to malfunction, doesn't function so good because you've done something to the ligaments, the connective tissue that keeps it all together. Now, the body of Christ is the same way. There are ligaments, brethren, that keep it tied and bound together. There really are. Let's read what the Webster's Dictionary says about ligaments and see the comparison. It says, it's a band of strong, fibrous tissue connecting bones at a joint or serving to hold in place and support the body organs. The question is, brethren, get rid of your ligaments, what happens to your body? Well, if that happens, it ties and unites one thing or part to another. It's a bond. But if you take away the ligaments, the body will just, you know, it's going to go in all kinds of different directions. It really will. God created the human body to be tightly knit together so that it can function for a purpose. It's to be compacted. That's what your body is to be. The spiritual analogy, brethren, is absolutely the same. The body of Christ is to be compacted. It has to have spiritual fibrous tissue throughout the body that pulls it together in a very marvelous way so that it can function as one unit. It's a high thing to strive for, isn't it, brother? Compacted, pulled together. You can liken the ligaments of the spiritual body of Christ as being God's precious truth. God's truth. Take away God's truth from the body of Christ. What do you got? You got organs flying all over the place, disconnected joints, everything falling apart. That's what is very necessary, brethren, to keep the body functioning in a very viable way. And we understand that. But brethren, we convey the truth to those around us. You, brethren, are a pillar of God's truth. You are like a solid, stable pillar, standing. And that truth, brethren, emanates from you as a person, emanates from me. I want to very quickly, brethren, go to a scripture here, which I find is very interesting, because you say, well, we can talk all day long about concepts, right? Talk all day long, they sound nice, and so on and so forth. But what does the Master say about all of this? What does he say? Because that's all that really matters in the end, isn't it? It's what Jesus Christ said. John, the 11th chapter. Let's go there and see a character trait of Jesus Christ, which you and I can strive to develop ourselves and become more Christ-like. And as we do that, brethren, we elevate our PR, or our public relations, how we relate, and it becomes a very positive experience. It becomes the experience that Jesus Christ exampled towards us, which was to gather in, not to repel. It doesn't take a great deal to do that, brethren, to make it so that we attract people, that we don't repel. Now, I try to analyze myself, because sometimes I'm disgusted. Sometimes I think, well, I kind of repelled that person. I kind of pushed him away. I wasn't patient. I didn't listen closely enough. I wasn't into the conversation. So we analyze ourselves, brethren, and try to see how we can do better. Let's take a look at Jesus Christ's example to all of us, brethren, because it says in John, the 11th chapter, verse 52, And this was a prophecy that was uttered by the high priest somewhat coincidentally. I mean, I don't think he really knew what he was talking about, but God recorded it in the Bible. And so it was very appropriate, and it was a real prophecy, and especially in the end of the age. Verse 52, it says, and not, it's talking about Christ, you know, verse 51, talking about him prophesied that he would die for the nation, but not for the nation only, but for all people. But it says, and not for that nation only, not for the Jewish nation only, but that also why he died, brethren, why he went through that death to begin a church, to have a characteristic and a quality that you and I can strive for. And that quality is simply this, that also he should gather together in one. Sounds like compacted, doesn't it? Sounds like connective tissue holding the body together, drawing people towards him who have the truth, not repelling them. And again, brother, I look at myself in the mirror and say, Bob, you better not be like that. You better not be repelling people. You better be drawing them in. And if you don't, figure out why, find out why, and change. So that we can be more like Christ. It says here, together in one, the children of God that were scattered abroad. And brethren, various times throughout history, we have seen that God's people have been scattered. And it's because there is a repelling effect that has taken place. But we need to turn that around and draw people in towards us to be patient, loving, kind, caring, be able to discuss issues that are important to them, and really be able to talk about it. I don't have time to go through the other scriptures, but the last one I will turn to is Romans, the fifth chapter. Take a look at this one, brother. Take a look at Romans, the fifth chapter. Again, an insight into the mind of Christ, the mind of God, the mind of the church, the mind of you and I, which we are striving to develop. So it says here in Romans, the 15th chapter, I think I said Romans 5, but it's actually Romans 15. Romans 15 and verse 1, a concept of being like-minded, connected, pulling together, unified. Powerful, powerful stuff. And brethren, when we are, nothing will stick. They can throw all the darts they want at the church of God, at God's people, and it won't stick. It won't. Nothing will pull us down. We will succeed. Verse 5. It says in Romans 15, verse 5, now the God of patience and consolation. Patience, consolation. Yes, sounds like God, sounds like his character. Grant you to be like-minded. Like-minded. What a powerful concept, brethren. We want to be like-minded. And brethren, the more like-minded we become, the more compacted we will be. Brethren, that's a beautiful verse, a beautiful concept. Let's strive for it, brethren. Let's really strive for this concept and this quality in the church of the living God.